This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hi, good morning. And I'm Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. And I am joined this morning with Mark Hiller with the Hiller Group at eXp. Mark has an office here in Niceville in Blue Water Bay area, and I'm so excited to have him on the show today just to tell us more about his business, give us a little insight into how his business is going in the real estate industry right now, and I'm going to let you take it away. I'm so glad that you're here, actually. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with everyone kind of what we're doing and what we're all about.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear, and hopefully our listeners are as well. So I'm going to let you take it away. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Hiller Group?
Awesome. Well, we're a full service real estate team brokered by eXp Realty. We have an office right here in Niceville, right next to JoJo's Coffee and Helms Hauling here on Highway 20. White building there. And we've been here since 2020, kind of beginning of COVID was the beginning of the Hiller Group expansion, and kind of left and went on to eXp off on our own. And right now we have 10 agents and let's see, one, two, three, about five people, admin staff. And then we also have seven VAs, virtual assistants, that are helping on the back end with our business.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I know the virtual assistant thing is becoming more and more popular. I haven't checked into that yet, but you'll not have to talk about that offline.
Absolutely. It's that's where a lot of our growth has come from. And we couldn't do what we do without them. They are a huge part of our business.
Very interesting. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about your journey. You said the 2020 started the expansion of the Hiller Group. So where were you before that? Kind of how did you land where you are today?
Sure. We were actually at a local real estate company here in Niceville. And 2020, as everybody remembers, that was kind of lockdown time. And at the time, we were all working from home. It was just myself, and I had an assistant and a transaction coordinator. And the year before, we had sold 135 houses with just me as the only agent with the admin support. And all of a sudden, 2020 got off to a pretty good start. And then when everything shut down with COVID and we were working from home. And at that point, I started looking into other opportunities, and eXp is a cloud-based brokerage, and kind of made sense if I'm going to be working from home that, hey, this cloud-based brokerage thing could really work. And so we kind of decided to take the risk and kind of jump out. And it was all honestly really prompted from, I was sitting on my front porch with my wife. And as most realtors have, I had my phone in my hand as always. And all of a sudden a listing popped up, and it was a commercial listing for this building right here on Highway 20. And I turned the phone and I looked at my wife, and it was priced right. And I said, hey, honey, here's our sign. We've got to do it now. And I immediately put an offer in on the property, and we decided to switch brokerages, bought a building, and off we went. And that was June of 2020.
Awesome. Wow. Sometimes it happens like that, right? You just get a nudge. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your real estate background. How long have you been doing real estate? When did you get started?
So yeah, I got my real estate license in 2013. And so I've a little over almost 12 years in August, I guess, that I've had my license. And obviously real estate is not a first career for a lot of people. It's kind of a second career, third career, whatever. And for me, it was kind of a restarting point in my life, because I was fresh out of rehab from alcohol addiction, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I'd been fired from my previous job, and I kind of had to make real estate work. And at the time in 2013, it wasn't the hot market like we've seen in the past few years, and it was slow. And a lot of hard work, a lot of nights, weekends, holidays, and everything. And it's funny, one of the big things I remember early on was I sold three houses in my first 18 months. three. Like when you're on food stamps and like somebody else is paying your mortgage, like it's like three houses is not enough to help do anything.
Yeah.
But what I did was I kept doing the same thing. I was just dumb enough to keep doing the same thing over and over again every single day. And with that created habits and created a pipeline. And then over the next 12 months after that, I sold 40 houses.
Wow.
And then it was 56 and then 110. And all of it snowballed because of all of that hard work and daily prospecting and all the effort I put in on the front end finally started coming to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you and I visited, it's been a while now, but, you know, I previously had a career in real estate before moving here. And it is not easy. And especially anyone, like you mentioned, you got into it in 2013, anyone that got into it before the last several years, you know, it's not easy. You definitely have to have grit and persistence and sometimes faith and perseverance for sure. And it sounds like you did that, but yeah, it's amazing in any business that you do. Systems and that repetitive just continue, you know, sometimes it feels like you're beating your head against a wall, right? But
100%.
But just those habits will make or break you more than skills or, you know, skills or anything else. So yeah, kudos to you. You figured that out. And thank you for sharing that story. That's very inspiring, actually. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it was a good time. And, you know, I'll tell you, for anybody out there getting into the real estate world, having a good coach, having somebody by your side and supporting you is definitely like I had it. My dad was a real estate agent. So okay. At the time he was kind of my coach in my corner going, keep doing what you're doing. And I would finally just look at him and go like, yeah, but like, why? It's not working. And he'd be like, no, just keep doing. I promise it's going to work. I promise it's going to work. I'm like, yeah, but when? Like when? Right. I need it to happen now.
Right.
And finally it literally just all snowballed from there. So.
Right. Right. Sounds like you were maybe borderline on that line of, is this the definition of what will be success, or what is it? They say the definition of insanity, doing the same thing.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Well, kudos for sticking with it, because I can see you came out on the success side and not the insanity side. So that's good. So were you originally from here, or where did you grow up?
No, I grew up in St. Louis and moved down here when I was 25. Kind of one of those stories. My family has a beach house over in Destin and came down to do some work on it with my uncle. And after 5 days of putting the floor in, I was fresh out of a relationship back in St. Louis. And I looked at my uncle and I said, peace, have a fun 12-hour drive home. I'm staying. And Figured I'd figure something out. So I started working actually for a yacht sales company here in town or over in Destin, and worked there for 10 years until, again, that goes back to my alcoholism spiraling out of control until they found me no longer employable. And then I jumped into the real estate world.
Okay. So you've been here quite a long time. This definitely must be home at this point. So
yeah. Oh, absolutely. I honestly can't remember. I think the last time we were home back in St. Louis, it's got to have been 9 years. I think it is. My mom moved down here, so my dad comes and visits. So I have not a ton of reason to go back at this point.
Yeah, that's nice to have some family close by. Yeah. Sure. I could see, you said you were what, 25. I could see the appeal of this place at 25.
Oh yeah. And a raging alcohol problem. 100%. Right. it was a lot to do. That's for sure.
Well, and now here you are, and Niceville is a wonderful place to raise a family and all those things too. So, so I wanted to we've kind of gone from the business a little bit, but I want to go back to that. What do you think has, and you've already alluded to some of this, but you may have some other things you want to share as well. What do you think are some of the struggles and hardships you've gone through that have really that you could really say attributed to your overall success in what you're doing?
honestly, the truth that I have to live by to stay sober that has helped roll over into my business. And what do I mean by that is business is tough.
Yeah.
You get your teeth kicked in a lot, and there's a lot, you can be sneaky, you can be snaky. And, you know, when it comes to sales, that, you know, realtors don't always have the greatest reputation in the entire world. I'd be insane if I thought we did, but living with honesty and integrity in my personal life that's rolled over into the business life has probably been one of the things that's helped propel our business. And the fact that, like, my life depends on it. My honesty depends, like, my sobriety depends on it. So therefore, everything I do, I look for the solutions, not the problems, you know. And in real estate, that's part of what we get paid for, is solving problems.
Absolutely.
And for me, teaching my agents and our team is that, hey guys, yeah, this issue came up, but I don't care about the issue. Like, where's the solution? Like, we're not going to sit here and wallow in the problem. We're going to fix the problem and move forward. And I think that has helped us dramatically, help my team move past those down and those bad days, because guess what? It's just a day. We got tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of the words I live by is, you know, hey, we'll get through this, but, you know, tomorrow's a new day. We'll start over again tomorrow. And that definitely helps in the real estate world, especially right now as the market slows down and kind of adjusts back to normalcy, you know, more of a market that I was used to seeing back in 2013. That's kind of what we're seeing more today. The craziness of COVID is kind of over as far as the real estate market goes. The rates are up, and you know, we're seeing inventory start to climb. So there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of worry out there of what's going on in the market. So to be the lighthouse, to be the one talking about the solution, not the problem of interest rates, but let's talk about the solution of homeownership and what that's going to mean for you and your family is crucial. And absolutely. So that's where we try to anchor around that as a team.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. If you focus on the problem will still be there. That's for sure.
As a matter of fact, I think it gets bigger.
I think it does too.
Too much.
I think it does too. I know they say what you think about, you know, you attract, or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different sayings around that, but, you know, if you always focus on the problem, you probably creates more problems. So that's all you'll see is the problem, I guess. Right. So, yeah. So definitely being solution, you know, having a solution mindset is super important. So thank you. Yeah. For talking about that. What do you think maybe listeners might not know specifically about your brokerage or your group that maybe you want to share with them? You know, obviously you said integrity and things like that. But what else makes you guys different, or what, you know, what would you like us to know about Hiller Group?
Sure. Well, a lot of people operate in this industry, you know, we operate as a true team. We literally have people in positions that we hand contracts over. So once an agent goes under contract, we have a licensed realtor partner that's here in the office, and they literally take the contract and they negotiate repairs. They take everything. They hold the hand with the client and walk them all the way through closing. And this allows a little bit of freedom for my agents to be able to focus more on their own family or getting more business and helping more clients, where, you know, if you're the only one involved in the transaction, you know, you're burning it at both ends and you're trying to do everything. You can't be everything to everyone. And what I figured with the scaling that I was able to do was only because I had a strong support staff behind me that I was able to sell the number of homes we did. So what I wanted to do was give agents a choice. They join our team, we're going to take a lot of that paperwork stuff off your hands. And quite frankly, a lot of agents don't like doing that stuff anyway. So let's put somebody who enjoys doing it in charge of it, who's good at it, and it's going to be a better client experience. Yeah. And you're going to have happier agents. So the agents that have come in have been able to plug right into our systems. And, you know, we had an agent that joined our team a year and a half ago, 22-year-old kid, was left another brokerage, hadn't sold a house, comes on our team and sells 35 houses our first year in real estate. You know, like, that's kind of unheard of. Obviously, remember, I sold three. So it's we've put together kind of a machine where we're able to help new agents get off the ground running with our training and our onboarding, and also be able to offer them some of the leverage and support that most agents don't ever get, because quite frankly, a lot of agents are control freaks. And we're teaching our agents from day one to, hey, the freedom and the is in leverage. That's where freedom of this business comes in. You could sell 100 houses, but if you have no life, what's the point?
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to create is the full agent who can live a full life as well.
Yeah. Well, and that really just goes back again to what you were saying before about systems. And that's really, people can take that into any business, you know, like it is hard sometimes to delegate and to give up control, but nobody's good at everything. So it's to learn to, you know, put the right people in place to handle the things that they're good at, and help you stay in your lane to focus on the things you're good at, is always going to be, you know, a much better plan for success in any business. But it's hard to do. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. 100%, because you got to remember the agent handing off that to someone else, is that's their paycheck.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's their livelihood. We're on commission here. You know, you're not going to get paid unless, but to have somebody who's closed 100 transactions in that position.
Yes.
And does it on a daily basis. Are they going to be better? Are you going to be better answering the email at 7 o'clock at night after you've been out and showed 20 houses today? Like, where's your mind going to be?
Right.
So once our agents realize that, and, you know, I try to empower them that, hey, like, you may not know exactly what's going on with your transaction once you go under contract, but our Slack channels, our communication, our processes, like, keep the agent readily involved, and they know everything that's going on, but they don't have to be the one to respond to everything. And that's where that gives them a little bit more of that brain power that they can use for for themselves and self-care and everything else too, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, and help you sleep at night, so you're not worried about if you when's the deadline? When does this have to be back?
Absolutely.
Systems and processes are hard to develop. Not everyone is good at that. So it sounds like you guys have really worked on developing a proven model to help the agency.
Yeah, I've got a director of operations, Jackie, and that's her cup of tea. She's actually been licensed 10 years longer than me. And she's 10 years younger than me, but I like being face-to-face helping clients and outselling. And she absolutely hates that part of it. She likes the computer, the back end, the getting the job done. So we work very well together. And it works. It's a very good relationship, because what I'm not good at, which is like crossing the T's and dotting the I's, she like would never send anything if the I wasn't dotted, right? So she fixes all that for me, and also helps the agents too, because agents are the same way. It's funny watching the breed of an agent. We all seem to come from the same mold, and you know, responding to emails on a promptly time, and you know, you could tell an agent 10 times, and guess what? They're still going to forget. It's just part of the makeup of a salesperson, I believe.
Yes, salesperson. That's what I was going to say. I've always in some aspect in my life, you know, with the magazines now, but real estate before, corporate sales before, but also entrepreneur, just in general, entrepreneurs. We tend to run with our minds in a million different places, and our personalities are typically not the most organized. We know we get into business because we have a passion for something. Sometimes it may just be money, but you know, we have a passion for something. And we know a lot about that thing, or we're good at, you know, these aspects, but a lot of times, and just in general, people don't get into business to say, oh, I want to be very organized. And, you know, we jump in head first or feet first or whatever. And then we go, oh, wow, I need help with that. So everybody needs a Jackie.
It's funny, because I have other agents in this market that also say like, man, I don't know how can you find me a Jackie? Like, yeah. You know, I really struck gold with her, and she has helped with the growth of the team exponentially. And the cool part about it is now she's actually works remote because of COVID. We realized people can work remote. She's a military spouse they got orders, and she's in Virginia Beach now, and she's still working, doing her job from there. So it all can be done remotely too. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the last thing I wanted to ask you was, what do you like to do for fun around here? We live in this beautiful place. You've been here a long time. So what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Oh gosh. Well, go boating, of course, on this beautiful, beautiful bay and beautiful water we have, and play golf, and I'm an avid runner. I actually just ran my first half marathon last weekend. Yeah. It's fun running when you're not running from the cops anymore. So like, that's kind of my joke, but no, I've really taken a liking to running. It's freeing. It's kind of a place I can just let my mind wander and get out there and go. And spending time with my wife and my daughter. As a matter of fact, today is my daughter's 10-year birthday. She's 10 years old today, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, happy birthday to her. Very nice. Very cool. Well, I appreciate you so much being here today and joining me and sharing your story. It's, like I said, actually inspiring. I didn't know those things that you shared. So it was very nice for you to share that. And I appreciate it so much. And I think we can all take something away from just learning about, like we talked about, persistence and not giving up and just sticking with it, but also putting the right people in place to support us. And whatever it is that we're trying to do. So I really appreciate it. I think this was great, and it was so nice to hear from you. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, what is the best way for people to reach out to the Hiller Group if they have questions or want to talk to somebody about the real estate market or get some guidance?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 850-582-SOLD. That's 850-582-SOLD-7653.
All right. Awesome. Well, there you have it. Well, take care. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
You have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.